Dav Samaches. So the Mishnah said again, the first part of the Mishnah was, I call HaShecheich Iker Shabbos. Somebody forgot the Iker of Shabbos. The Yosem Melochas Harbe B'Shabbos Harbe. He did a lot of Melochis on a lot of different Shabbosim. Yezein HaChayiv El'Chatas Achas. There's a Chiddush, he's only Chayiv one Chatas. He did a lot of Melochis on a lot of different Shabbosim. Still, since he did not know, he forgot the Iker of Shabbos. So it's considered later when they tell him there's such a thing as Shabbos and he did a lot of Melochis, it's considered only one Shoygi. Because he forgot the Iker of Shabbos. Rashi's Lashon was HaShecheich Iker Shabbos. Ksover ain't Shabbos Petorah. The person thought there's no Shabbos Petorah. That's what the person thought. Sotei Gemara. Rav and Shmuel the Amri Tavayim. Rav and Shmuel, they both say, Masnitin, what's Shana Mishnah that there's such a thing of HaShecheich Iker HaShabbos? He forgot about the Iker of Shabbos. What does that mean? The Tinek Shenishbala Ben Hanochim. Mamash, a kid that was captured by the Goyim and brought up by the Goyim. In other words, the kid never knew about Hilchas Shabbos. He never knew there was a Shabbos. And who had been Vegesh and his Geir, some reason a Geir was in his Geir, the Ben Hanochim. And as soon as he became a Geir, as soon as he became a Yid, right away he went between the Goyim. So the person never knew, Bechalal, there's such a thing as Shabbos. That's what the Mishnah means. And now this person goes through a lot of Shabbosim and does a lot of Malachas in every single Shabbos. Later, when they teach him the Malachas that there was a Shabbos, and you should know you did Malachas, you chayiv a Chatis, he's only chayiv one Chatis. Because it's considered one big Shegi that Bechalal he did not know there's such a thing as Shabbos. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. So Drashi, Masnitzin, the Potter, Bechat Chatis. The Mishnah says the Chiddush, you only have to bring one Chatas, even though you did a lot of Melochas and a lot of different Shabbosim, is Dafka Betinik Shenishpa. So Drashi, Bulo Yoda Shabbos Milim. This kid was captured by the Goyim when he was a young boy, so he never knew Bechlal Hilchas Shabbos. So the Gemara Tzadiyak, Avol Hiker, Luitzu is somebody that was a Yid, and he was brought up, he went to a Chaydah, he knew the Melochas, he knew there was such a thing as Shabbos. Ulufsev Shachach, then he went off the Derech, and he forgot about Shabbos, he forgot about the Hilchas Shabbos. Is then chayev al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. In such a case, every single Shabbos that passes by, and he did malachas b'shoigig, like he forgot this is an issa Shabbos, and he forgot this nisa malachas, then he's chayev for every single Shabbos. So Drashi, I will hikil of say shochach. Heavy lay that blights kishachayach shayim Shabbos. It just blights like he's forgot that today is Shabbos. Of a biyodei kishabbos, but he knows there's such a thing as Shabbos. Even though right now in his matzev he forgot there's such a thing as Shabbos. But since there's once a time that he knew about it, it's considered as if he knows there's still a thing as Shabbos. Just today he forgot was Shabbos. The chayev are called Shabbos for Shabbos. That has a din like the second case of the Mishnah, and a case where you know of the Iker Shabbos. Just you forgot today was Shabbos, then you only chayev one chatis for each Shabbos. Because it's called one Shegig. The Shegig was, you forgot the Chlal, today was Shabbos, it's only one Shegig. So each Shabbos has its own Shegig, you have one Chattis for each Shabbos. That's what Rav and Shmuel Tuzay for Chiddush. So that's the Gemara, we'll soon see it's the Machloikis in this point. Tonight, one of the Asakashinel says, now Mishnah, HaShecheich Iker Shabbos. Somebody forgot the Chlal that there's such a thing as Shabbos. That's the first case of our Mishnah. And it says then, he's only chayiv one Chattis. Lav lechura lav nechlau the heavy layedi mikara lechura the mishnah is mashma that he once knew there was a Shabbos because the lashon is hashachayach ikur Shabbos he forgot about Shabbos mashma at one time he knew there was a halacha of Shabbos and now he forgot it that's the lashon of mishnah is kol hashachayach ikur Shabbos so it's a kashan Rav and Shmuel is saying shan now mishnah is a finish and ishva that's not called shachayach it's still he never knew bechal there was a halacha of Shabbos. Zot Gemara loy my kol hashecheich ikur Shabbos. What does the Mishnah mean by you forgot the ikur Shabbos? It means the hoyser shchuach mimenu ikur shal Shabbos. It was forgotten from him the yisayd of Shabbos even from before. Now there is a tinnik, a kid that was brought up between the goyim that he never knew bechlad was such a thing as Shabbos. You could be matcha that's shana Mishnah. Kol hashecheich means that mikore was always forgotten from him. He never knew it. So Drashi says, "Shchuach mimenu meyulim." It was forgotten from him. Meyulim, he never knew about it. Avol dafois kumen. But Hikir, if he once knew there was a Shabbos, he knew about Hilchas Shabbos. Ulufsei shochach, then he went off the derech and he forgot about the chlal Shabbos. My, what's going to be the law according to Rav and Shmuel? Chayiv al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. Avos Tumah then, if he does Melachah throughout a lot of Shabbosim, and later he remembers it does Tshuva that it did the Chet, he'll have to bring a special Chatev for each Shabbos. Because that life, like just you forgot, today was Shabbos. Yeah. So tomorrow, but say, Ad Tani, why does the Mishnah have to say, Hayodei Ike Shabbos? Somebody knows right now that there's such a thing as Shabbos. Here's the next part of the Mishnah says, a person that knows there's such a thing as Shabbos, like even right now, he knows there's halacha, Shabbos, and the seventh day you can't do malacha. But he forgets that today is Shabbos, and he does a lot of malachis. Here's the Mishnah says, chayiv al kol Shabbos for Shabbos. He's chayiv on every single Shabbos, one Shabbos. Because there's one shogig involved for each Shabbos. The shogig is that you forgot today is Shabbos. You're a person that knows there's a thing of Shabbos and there are halachos on Shabbos, just you forgot today was Shabbos. So it's called one shogig you forgot today. But every single Shabbos is a new shogig. Like we had Rashi before, there's a svara yomim shem bentayim heavy deal chalik, that even though you could say they forgot their Shabbos every single Shabbos, but the days in between is a reminder that you have to know at least one day that passed by was a Shabbos. So it's considered like you had a day in between Shabbos passed by. So mel yechayev one chatas for Shabbos. That's what the Mishnah says. For the Gemara, according to Rav and Shmuel, listed. Let the Mishnah say a bigger chiddush. Hekel b'sar shochach. Why does the Mishnah say this halacha only if he's yodei ikas Shabbos means right now he still knows that there's such a thing as Shabbos. He just forgot today was Shabbos. Why did the Mishnah say a bigger chiddush? Listen, hekel. Where at one time he knew there was halacha of Shabbos, or b'sar shochach. And right now his matziv is he bechlal forgot there's such a thing as Shabbos. Not just that he forgot today was Shabbos. He forgot bechlal there's such a loch of Shabbos. Why doesn't the Mishnah say a bigger chiddush according to Rabbi Shmuel? The kol shchein ho. And avad in the case where right now he knows there's such a thing as Shabbos, just that he forgot today was Shabbos. So it's by kura kash and Rabbi Shmuel. So drashi listni hikir olub say shachach dichayiv that he's chayiv on every Shabbos. Like here the chiddush is, since you're a person that right now forgot the chlal that there's such a thing as Shabbos, for you we can't say the 6 days in between is like a reminder a seventh day of Shabbos passed by. Because you're in the matzah right now, you bechlal forgot there's such a thing as Shabbos. So why does the Mishnah say in that case, still yechayev for every Shabbos? The kol shchein ho, and avada what the case of the Mishnah says. In the case of the Mishnah is that you're a person that knows right now there's such a thing as Shabbos, just you forgot today was Shabbos. There it's easier. Because now Mishnah, we say the svar is, since you're a person that knows there's such a thing as Shabbos, just you forgot today was Shabbos. But throughout the next 6 days, it's not shy by talking to your friends, you're not going to realize a Shabbos passed by. So since you realize a Shabbos passed by, that's called you had a idea, you knew Shabbos passed away. Mashenkin in Rav and Shmuel is a bigger chiddush. Here the chiddush is that true, you once knew there's the Yisrael of Shabbos, but right now you forgot the chal, there's a loch of Shabbos. So now, since you forgot the chal, there's such a thing as Shabbos, you can't set the days in between as a reminder. And still Rav and Shmuel holds the chayiv for every single Shabbos, so why didn't the Mishnah say that bigger chiddush? And for the Gemara, my, enechnami, my hayadei yikis Shabbos, what does the Mishnah mean that a person knows there's such a thing as Shabbos? It means Mishahoya Yodua Ikra Shal Shabbos Peshachacha. And that's what the Mishnah means. He's a person that at one time knew there was a loch of Shabbos, and now he forgot it. It passed, it slipped his mate, it went off the derech, and he forgot Bechlav there's such a thing as Shabbos. Still, such a person is Chayiv V'Chatis for every single Shabbos. That's also according to Rabbi Shmuel. Even though you don't have the Svara of Yom Shev, at time, have you deal a Chalik, but it's still Rabbi Shmuel holds still Yechayiv for every single Shabbos. So tomorrow, but what's going to be according to Rav and Shmuel somebody that did not forget even right now that there's such a thing as Shabbos? He could say that knows there's such a thing as Shabbos. Never heard. He could say that knows this Shabbos. Just I, he did malachas on the Shabbos. The pshat is he forgot today was Shabbos. He thought today was Thursday. My, what should be then? L'chura chayiv akol malacha malacha. He should be chayiv then for every single malach he does. So Drashi Yavoloi Shokcho Liik Shabbos. He didn't forget the such a Yisrael of Shabbos. Elisha Shokach Shayim Shabbos Mai. He just forgot that today was Shabbos. What should be then? Is Chayev Akol Av Malacha?
the Yakoch is the Trashi, what's the Kashim? He have a severe lay day in the Chayiv al-Achlat, because if Rav and Shmuel hold, even in such a case where you know there's a thing of Shabbos, just you forgot today is Shabbos, you only Chayiv one Chattis, more than Lachas you do, the Ein Chayiv al-Achlat, the whole Shabbos for Shabbos, have a lay lam, I should be, just take out the word Mikruch, have a lay lamistni, Hochi, should have said like this in the Mishnah, Mi, she, yod, the Ike Shabbos, the Shokacho, the same halacha is how you day Yikr Shabbos. He knows the Yikr Shabbos. The Yosam Lachas Havi B'Shabbos Harbi, and he did a lot of Malachas and a lot of different Shabbosim. Chayiv are called Shabbos for Shabbos. As why didn't the Mishnah say this? Since the Mishnah did not put it together, it's mashmo when Yichayiv only one Chatis. When right now you don't know there's such a thing as Shabbos, you forgot there's such a thing as Shabbos. But mashmo in the case when right now you know there's such a thing as Shabbos, just you forgot today was Shabbos, you should be chayiv on all the melachas you do. Not one chatis, but you should be chayiv on every single melach you did. Why does the Sefer, the Mishnah, say, Hayodei Yeshu Shabbos? The Mishnah says, claw, if somebody knows that there's such a thing as Shabbos, he remembers that she's an elachid. No, he just forgot today was Shabbos. The Yosu melachas harbe, the Shabbos is harbe, and he did a lot of melachas on a lot of different Shabboses. Punct the last month, every single Shabbos, his calendar was mixed up. He thought Thursday was Shabbos. He didn't know Shabbos was Shabbos. In such a case, Chayiv, I'll call Malacha Malacha. That voice come according to Rav. In such a case, he should be Chayiv for every Malacha Malacha. That should be. Or was there affecting more the cash? Now listening, let it say, let's learn, Hayodeya Ike Shabbos. If somebody knows there's such a thing as Shabbos, the Kol Shchein Ho, and Avad in such a case like this. So Rashi, listening how you day Ike Shabbos, to have a Shigga Shabbos, if he knows there's such a thing as Shabbos, then his Shigig is in Shabbos, Vizod the Melochis, like he knows all the Melochis are Rosser, just he forgot today was Shabbos. Harvey, Chayiv al Kol Melochis, even in such a case, you Chayiv every Melochis you do, even though really it's only one Shigig. Like the reason why you did all the Melochis today was you forgot today was Shabbos. But still you're telling me, since this person knows there's such a thing as Shabbos, he chayif every malach he does, afagadah b'chol Shabbos, lek el chodesh gogah, even though for each Shabbos, really, there's only one forgetting. Like, what did you forget about today? You forgot today was Shabbos. If you would have known today was Shabbos, you zichu wouldn't have done the malachis. So really, the shkogah is only one shogig. Still, you want to tell me no. Since this person knows the ikar HaShabbos, it's considered like he did a lot of obvious malachis, and he's chayiv chatas which one of them. Obviously, the kol shchein avad navada shigas malachas. In the case where bichlal he didn't know this malach was awesome, it was on Shabbos. Like that's the way we learn poshup shanah mishnah. Where the last case is where the person knows today is Shabbos. He knows today is Shabbos. Why did he do malachas today? Because he forgot these malachas are roasted with a shogeg. He thought you were allowed to cook on Shabbos. He thought you were allowed to sew on Shabbos. He thought you were allowed to cook on Shabbos. Wash your clothing on Shabbos. That's the way we learn Shana Mishnah. But according to Rav and Shmuel, not only in this case where he knows today is Shabbos, just he forgot the malachas are awesome, is he chayiv for every single one, but even in a case where he just forgot today was Shabbos, you also chayiv different chatois for every single one. So why doesn't the Mishnah say that? The kol shchein ho? Yeah. So the Gemara elo mas nisin ki shehikir ulev soif shochach. So the Gemara is chayzen now. We're not like Rav. Elo mas nisin is talking about the first case of the Mishnah where it says ha-shocheyach ikir ha-shabbis, that is only chayiv one chatis. What is that talking about? Elo mas nisin avadis ki shehikir. We're always talking about in the case where he at one time knew there was a Shabbos. Ki shehikir. Even the first case of our mission is where later on he forgot there's such a thing as Shabbos. That's when you chayev only one chatis for only one chatis. So Drashi, kishihikir lubsev shachach dami. Udurav Shmuel namin kishihikir lubsev shachach dami. Even Rav Shmuel also means that. In other words, we're being chayzer now. Not that Rav Shmuel is saying a chiddush. The Mishnah is only talking about in the case where the guy never knew there's such a thing as Shabbos. I don't know. The Mishnah is not talking about that case. If you never knew there was a Shabbos, there'll be different halachas. But the Mishnah is the first case talking about the person once knew of a Shabbos. Now later on, he went off the derech and he forgot about a Shabbos. That's the first case of the Mishnah. We only chayiv one chatas. Then it's very good. Then the second case of the Mishnah was where you know there's such a thing as Shabbos, just you forgot today was Shabbos.
And the third case of the Mishnah is where you know today is Shabbos, just you forgot his Melachas Arosa. Or Bezoi, what does Rabbi Shmuel mean then? Could Rabbi Shmuel Nami? Rabbi Shmuel that says our Mishnah is talking about a Tinik Shenishba, means a kid that was captured by the Goyim, a Yiddish kid was captured by the Goyim, and right away he was brought up to know Goyish, he never knew the Halachas of Shabbos. The Rabbi Shmuel means to say, Kehikil of Sef Shachach Dami. It also has the same halach as if they once knew and they forgot. That's what Rabbi Shmuel means to say. Not that our Mishnah is only talking about the Tinik Shenishbog. Havad our Mishnah Reish is talking about HaShachach Ike Shabbos, like it says Kapashis, HaShachach. Means he once knew there was a Shabbos, and now he forgot about it. Because Rabbi Shmuel says that Tinik Shenishbog also has the same halach. He's also Chayib one Katas. So Drashi, Kehikil of Sef Shachach Dami. That's Pshat in our Mishnah. There's Rav and Shmuel saying one Chiddush, that even in the case of a Tinik Shenishba, he never knew there was a Shabbos, he's also Chayiv one Chadis. And our Mishnah says like a bigger Chiddush, even in the case where you once knew there was Hilcha Shabbos, now you went off the Derech and you forgot now Bechlal about Shabbos. So I would think, but since you once knew, maybe should be chayav a special chatas for every single Shabbos and Shabbos, Kamash Mula, no. Since in your matzav right now you forgot bachlal there's such a thing as Shabbos, that's called one shogig. Your one shogig there is that you forgot there's such a thing as Shabbos. So Melo Rav and Shmuel are not being the Mishnah, he's just explaining the Mishnah. V'och Yitman, this is the way you should say. Rav and Shmuel, the Amr Tavai, Rav and Shmuel both say, that Pshat in the Reish of our Mishnah, where somebody forgot the Chlal of the Yikra Shabbos, is don't think the Mishnah only means where you once knew the Halachas and then you forgot them, you forgot the Chlal about Shabbos. No. Afilo, even in the case of a Tinik Shenishpa, a child, a young kid, the Yiddish kid, was captured Bein Halacha during the Goyim. The Ger Shenizgayer, the Goyim was Mizgayer, and right away he went to Bein Halachim, that his Chlal does not know about Shabbos. Is such a case, I would think maybe spotter bechlal from a chatis kamash melanom. That's also kihikir olubsev shachach dami bechayiv. Still, in such a case, he's chayiv bechatis. Like we spoke out yesterday, the chur of the kasher is why is the guy even chayiv bechatis? The chur of the marmot kids a tinish and ishbam. He never bechlal knew about Shabbos. Why is he called a shogeg? Chur is called a meinis. Like why is he even chayiv one chatis? So one church from a Schwab, he wants a Schwab. He wants one to say. And the thought is that every yid has a neshama. And the neshama, no matter where you are, feel your tinnik shenishba, but call upon him, you're born a yid, or a ger, or a nizgai, we got a neshama now. So even though you didn't learn anything yet, but the messias of a neshama is he wants to hear toiv. He wants to learn, he wants to know. So if you didn't teach yourself, if you didn't find out the emes yet, you didn't find out there's such a thing as Shabbos, it's called Yerushoy, they'll call upon him not to be chayiv one chatis. It's a bissel shuldig. You're not called an oinis gomer. Because if you wouldn't have held yourself back, the Messias of the Neshama, the Tzara Taif inside you, would have forced you, would have got you to get the Yemes. Now that you didn't get the Yemes, there's a Vistel Shuldik, Yichayim Echatas for that. See, even a Tinik Shenishpo is also Chayim, I call upon him one Chatas. Why he didn't learn sooner and earlier that there is such a thing as Shabbos, and not to do Malachas on it. This is Asp Shan Rav and Shmuel. So the Mor of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish, the Amr Tavayil, they both say no. That after our Mishnah says, if you did not know, you forgot that there's such a thing as Shabbos now, Yoni Chayiv one Chatis, is Dafter Hikir, only in the case where at one time first you went to Chayideh, he knew there's such a thing as Shabbos. L'Usay Shachach, and later on in life he went off the Derech and he forgot the Chal about Shabbos, then he's Chayiv Chatis. Because since you once knew about Shabbos, there's a time on you. You called a shogeg, you shouldn't have done malachis. Abel, but Rabbi Yechon thinks that it says no. Abel, tinik shenishba. But if you have a kid that was captured by the goyim Bein Anochrim when he was a young kid, so bechlal he never knew about Hilcha Shabbos. V'ger shenizgayer leBein Anochrim. And happened the case that a goy was mizgayer, and right away he went between the goyim, he didn't know Hilcha Shabbos. He didn't learn about Hilcha Shabbos. Is Potter. Rabbi Yechon Tak holds your potter from the chatas. It could be the sfor, like we're saying. He holds your potter from the chatas because we can't have kindness on the guy. He's not called a shogeg, he's called like an einus. How can he mechayiv mechatas? He never knew about Hilcha Shabbos. So Rabbi Yechon holds Tak, he's like a potter from the chatas. But Rashi potter, the ksavi Rabbi Yechon of Roshlokish, they both hold, oimem mutter onesu. Somebody, this tinnik says, I thought it's mutter. I never knew it was also dum lachan Shabbos. I never learned about Shabbos. Then this ger. He never knew there's such a thing as Hilcha Shabbos. So it's called Ayna Mutter. He could say, B'leif Shalom, I thought it's Mutter to do Malachas on Shabbos. I never learned about it.
He's called an honest. He was like forced to do it. He never knew better. That's not called a shogeg. A shogeg means that you once knew and you forgot. So there's a time upon you shouldn't have forgotten. But in the case where you never knew, see, that's the machlokes Rav Shmuel and Rav Yechon. Rav Yechon says we never knew. There's not such a time upon you. You called an honest. And Rav Yechon and Rav Shmuel holds no. They're still called a shogeg. Then you should have learned. You should have known better. But Meis, we have a kasha now. Klal Godel on Rubi Shabbos. Our Mishnah says Loshin Klal Godel. Big Klal was said the Geit Yichus Shabbos. The what? Kol Asher Chayach Ikur Shabbos. If somebody forgot the Ikur of Shabbos, he also Malachas Harbi B'Shabbosas Harbi. He did a lot of Malachas and a lot of different Shabbosim. Is a Nechayev Alachet. That's the Reish of our Mishnah. He's only Chayev one Chabbos. Ketzad. Now the Pharisee Brash is explain what's the case that you Chayev one Chabbos. Is the Kashet on Rabbi Yechonin. Ketzad, Tinik Shenishpa Levein Anochim, it says, Lo, even the young Yiddish kid that was captured between the Goyim, said he never knew the Lochas of Shabbos. Who had been Vigersh in his Gayer? Ben Hanochim, a Ger that was in his Gayer, that he lived between the Goyim. Viyasa Malochas Harbe, Vishabosas Harbe, and he did a lot of Malochas on a lot of different Shabbosim, is a Nechayev Elochatasachas. He's only Chayev one Chatas. But I call upon him one Chatas, you are Chayev. This is a riot to Rav and Shmuel and a kasha on Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon said that a case of a tinik shenishba, he never knew b'chlal Hilchos Shabbos. His potter is called an honest, and here the Brisa says, "Claw, this is a case of al Mishnah." But another thing, the Brisa says, "V'chayev al hadam achas." It's all the times that he ate dam throughout his life. This tinik shenishba, later when he realizes he learns halachas, it's chayev chatis. That's halach of any yid. Eat dam, you chayev chatis. Dam is the chiv chorus, so b'shoygi you have to bring a chatis. So this person also, even though he had 100 times dam, later when he finds out the lochas, he has to bring one chatas. So drashi the chayiv al adam, she'ochal kol yom of all his life that he ate dam, achas, one chatas. V'chein al kol dov v'korosh shabatera. Any aveira that the Torah says he would do with the mezid, the chayiv korosh, so b'shoydi the lochas, you have to bring a chatas. This tenik shenishba has to bring a chatas for them also. If he ate chela, if he also chiyuv koris, you have to bring a chatis. He didn't avoid the zora. The zikha called the dinner b'shoygeg because he's a tinnik shenishba, never knew better. Then later he found out that he's a yid and it's also to do it. So he has to bring one chatis for each avera that he did. Umunvas poiter, but munvas holds no. Why is munvas holds the Rabbi Yechonin and all the tinnik shenishba is potter from a chatis? That's not called a shoygeg. He's called like an oinis. That's munvas zora. This is the way Munvaz said a svara in front of Rabbi Kiva. When you do a chet for mezid, the Torah calls it a chet. You call it a chet. You're doing something wrong. And you're doing a vera b'shege. You also call the chet. That's why you have to bring a chatis. Shege means you forgot. But who gave you a right to forget? It should have been on your mind more. You shouldn't have forgot it. So even though you forgot it, you call the chet though. But the Zoi, ma mezid, just like when you do a chet to mezid. What does that mean? That means at first you knew, it's also tit blood. You knew it's also tit chelev. And you went ahead and ate it. That's the case of a mezid. Av shogeg, the same case when you eat chelev, eat the fat, that's also tit. Or you eat the blood, that's also. And what's a shogeg? Sure, right now you forgot that it's also. But it's a case, shahoyselo yediyah. It's only talking about a case where you once knew that it's also ti chelet. You once knew it's also ti dam. So now, if you forgot about it right now and went to eat it, you chayev achatis. Mashenkin had munva, the tinik shenishpa, a kid that was captured between the goyim, that never knew better, never knew the loch is also ti chelet or ti dam. He's like a potter from achatis. And that's like a biyekin in svar. So this is munva as a svar. Trashi. Mezid kori choyte. It says afterwards, doesn't say Vnelim, he forgot. Yeah. Is Omala Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva answered back to Munva. I'll even say more than you, I'll be Moisef on you. So Drashi, Moisef Adrecha means Kleimer. In Kach Bos Lidros, Zerishava, Luma, Shogim, Mazid, if your Svara Munva is right, that you want to learn out Shogeg from Mezid, Bo, come, for Isav Gamani Al Devrecha, I'll even say more than you're saying, Oy, or Bo Tirim Yam Al Devrecha. Like, it means to shlug him up and say, if you're going to make this limud of a Shogeg from a Mezid, let's even say further than that, and may I have a bigger kasher on you. Let's say like this. Ima mezid, just like when you do a chet, the mezid, the Torah calls it a chet, a chet. Ima mezid, shoyz yidiyah v'shas maitha. Mezid means right now, v'shas, you're eating the chelib, you know chelib is also, but still you have a tithe that eat it, so you're eating it. Or v'zoy av shoyz, let's say shoyz also means the same thing. Shoyz lo yidiyah v'shas maitha, that v'shas, you're eating the chelib, you know you're eating chelib. Like Moshech, if you learn now shoyz from mezid, so let's say it's mamash the same case. Elamai, that's not the same case. Shogeg means where you forgot. You do not know it's chelav right now. So that shogeg is different than mezid. So you can't learn out shogeg from mezid the chlal. So Rashi Yav shogeg shoysle di b'shas meisa tichayvu gam bezu chatis. Even the case where he know he's doing the yisa, but for some reason you call it a shogeg, you'll be chayv a chatis. There's no sfer like that. That's not called a shogeg. Om Allah hein. So Mundba's answer back. Enochanam, you're right. I will soon see what he meant to answer back. So Mundra says, you type it right, and what you're saying is also right. Hamaskin, let's be moist of this also. So Drashi Koshchen Shesaft al Devorai. Vrayata Mesayeni, and you be Mesayeni to me. Vigambazu ani Yemeshuchayev, and I say the same case also. There's such a case that it's called a Shogeg, even though Vishas Mais, you know what you're doing, and you know you're doing an Issa, still Yechayev Achatis. That's Mundra's Svaru. We'll see later what the Shogeg is. There's much by a chet of to bring a chayiv chatis. There's a few things involved. First of all, the Torah says a lot. The Torah says don't eat chelav. Then the Torah says if you do it the mezid you chayiv a koris, and you do it b'shoyki you chayiv a chatis. Now Mundva's whole leads to you. Somebody knows it's also to eat chelav, and he knows. But he only knows the Torah says there's a lot involved. He forgot there's such a thing of a chatis. He forgot that if I eat it b'shoyki I'm chayiv a chatis. According to Mundra, that's also called a shogeg, and you chayev a chatis in such a case like that. So going to say shogeg could be a case where right now you're eating chelav and you talking no, it's also to eat chelav. You know the Torah said a lot, but that's all you knew. You forgot though the Torah even said you chayev a chatis also. So according to Mundra, we'll still see you also chayev a chatis in such a case like that. So Mundra is masking to Rekivi. You think all right? I'll take and tell you the case of a shogeg. It's so daima, it's amazing that even in a case right now, you know what you're doing, you know it's us to teach chelav and you're eating it, still the case of the chayav chatis. But that will soon see. So, the Gemara, I'll call upon him. What should he? Omaloy hein, the choshkin shasafta. Omaloy, you've keyed the answer back though. Lidvarecha ain't the kor shogeg, el amazing. But that can't be, because according to you, if you know it's us to teach chelav and you're eating it, you can't be chayav chatis. That's called a mezid, that's not called a shogeg. Good, lakoponim katoni mi yakoponim, we learned, keitzan, what's the case that you chayiv one chatis, tinik, a tinik shenishpa? Even though he bechlal never knew the halacha that's also Shabbos, he never knew there's an issa tit chelev, still we see this throw like Rav and Shmuel, that since, like we said, since he has an neshama inside him, and the neshama wants him to learn that there are things that there is a Torah, so calls him on the tinik shenishpa, did not learn the Torah, there's a tain upon him, and I call upon him, it's chayiv one chatis. The Rav Shmuel holds from this svara. Even though you're tinik shenishpa, you never knew the halachas. Still, there's a time upon you. Your neshama wanted to learn, and you didn't let your neshama go learn. Yichayev achatis. Elu the Rabbi Yechon, the Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Kasha. They hold no. When yichayev achatis, only in the case where you once knew it was awesome, and then you forgot. But a tinik shenishpa that bechlal never knew there's such an issa shabbos or bechlal of any isurim, he's part of a machatis. Here the price says a chayev machatis. It's kashan Rabbi Yechonin. Omloch Rabbi Yechon v'esh lachish loy meikon mundvaz the potter. What's the kashas? The machleikas here tanakamob Rabbi Kiva and mundvaz. I hold like mundvaz. Anan the Armenian mundvaz. As Rabbi Yechon is saying, we pass like mundvaz. Mundvaz taka says you potter from a machatis. Hey, since you never knew that it was also, you never knew that it was Yisrael the Shabbos, so we can't have a time upon you. It's not called the Shogeg. That's called Daima to a maid, that's Daima to an honest, that you put from the Chavis. Trashi, Ketoni, Mias, Reisho, Tinik, Shenish, Ben, Anorchim, Mishayiv, His Bishem, the Rabbi Shmuel, Nisho, Dino, Nami, Mishayiv. They're also asking that a Tinik, Shenishba is Chayiv, a Chavis. Vik, Lukma, Dua, Din, Lihikrum, Sayashachach. And we'll miyashav our Mishnah, like we said. The Mishnah means both cases, the ratio. Why in the case where you once knew there was Shabbos and now you forgot the chal about Shabbos, and also Tinnik Shenishba. Ki mas nitsin, o Bryce is Tony Tinnik, he goof itzvak lashmina plukta to the Munvas Rabbon. And the Bryce is coming to teach us that there's a machlekes Rabbonin in Munvas, but about this good Rav and Shmuel, they pass in like the Rabbonin. That's why we should pass in the Chura, that a Tinnik Shenishba is Chai Vachatis. But Tzidin Shinishba is a tain upon you. Why didn't you know the loch is? You're not going to do it for Shabbos. You should have learned it. About Koponim, according to Rabbi Yechon, it's Shver. The Torah says, no, Rabbi Yechon Tazay Nechlami, I don't hold like Rabbonin. I hold like Munvas. And Munvas holds my Svar. You're Potter from Achatas in such a case like this. Such a case is Potter from Achatas. That's Munvas Svar.